Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are founders of Grit Down Chow Down, Jordan and Nace Roberts, historian and author William Fortune, and product developer Lisa Hill. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we have an exciting broadcast for you today. We have the makers, founders of Grid Down Chow Down here with us.
Yeah.
And this is very exciting. We have Nace and Jordan. Thank you guys for being here with us. I'm telling you guys, the last time you were here, our phones were going crazy, and they still are. People want this product. They're getting this product, and they love this product. So we want to thank you guys. This is going to be a powerful interview. As you can see, I have a very energetic somebody here with me.
Jacqueline,
tell them who you are.
What's your name?
What's your name, buddy?
Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. Her name is Jacqueline, and Jacqueline has two siblings. Jacqueline, what's your little brother's name?
Luke.
Her little brother's name is Luke, and your little sister's name is
Evie
Evangeline. So Jacqueline is the oldest of three children. She's mine and Brooke Baker's child. This is Jacqueline Bell Baker. We have a son, Luke Orson. You might have seen him on the broadcast. And we have a 4-week-old baby now. Her name is Evangeline Jean Baker. We're very blessed. You know, the Lord says that children are a blessing.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you, if you're watching right now, your child is a blessing. Make sure that you continue to push that. That's why we are so pro-life here. We want to make sure that life happens. That's why we have our ministries like Lori's House, to make sure that if a mother's contemplating, hey, maybe an abortion is the best thing for me, we're saying, no, why don't you come here, have your child here, and we'll try to help take care of you, get you on your feet to have a good job. That's why we have the ministries we have, because of little kids like Jacqueline, because there are so many Jacqueline's, Luke's, Evangeline's, there's Natalie's, there's Jackson's in this world, there's Mila and Mateo's who need a future. Why? Because they're a separate DNA with a separate call from God on their life, and God has big plans for them. So I encourage you, parents, speak life into your children. Tell them that they are a child of God. They're a son and a daughter of God. They're loved by the Most High, that He would send His Son to die on a cross for them. I'll tell you, Jacqueline is about to be 4 years old, and she understands it. She gets it. She understands, hey, every night, we're going to pray to Jesus. We're going to talk to Jesus. Our dogs went missing for a couple hours, so German Shorthead Pointers. I said, Jacqueline, would you pray to find the dogs? And she ended up doing this prayer. And Nena, we were talking to you throughout the call.
Yes.
She ended up praying, and not even joking, about 2 minutes later, my dogs show up in the middle of a back road. And Jacqueline goes, prayer works, prayer works. Because we need to continue to instill into our children that prayer truly does work. So you want to say bye to the people?
She's like, I'm
sitting right here. She's going to go sit with Miss Deborah. But today's exciting. You know, Jacqueline has actually tried the product from Grid Down Chow Down. I didn't let her know what it was. I just cooked it. She's a big fan of steak, hamburger, meat. So she was actually thoroughly impressed. And I'll let you know right now if it, oh, thank you. She made sure I had the mic. If it passed the Jacqueline test, it passed any test you could possibly. You could have 100 people from the top colleges around the world. But if it passed her food test, it's good food. So I'm telling you right now, we are wildly excited because the products that we bring are sustainable, but they also make sure that they sustain you.
Amen.
We all know that hard times are coming. You can open up your front door and realize that we are living in the end times. But even more solidity or validity than that, you can open up your Bible and realize we are truly living in Revelation days. Marcella, it's why we are adamant about the message we preach.
Yes.
And we have exciting things happening around here at Morningside.
That's right.
Because we actually practice what we preach.
Amen, Ricky. That's right. And I want to have you watch right now with us. We have our Ready Now Expo event that's happening here at Morningside USA.
Yes.
And we want you to be a part of it. You know, one of our missions, one of our pillars for our ministry that God called our entire family with our pastor, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, who are our parents. You know, our mandate was to prepare the church that we would be the light upon the hill in difficult times, that the body of Christ would be able to come together and rejoice in difficult times, endure together in these times that we're living on. But we want to prepare you. And so I want you to take a look at this Ready Now Expo, but we want you to join as well. So let's watch this together.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker invite you to the Ready Now Expo at Morningside USA for 4 power-packed days of Bible prophecy and end times preparedness. Join us Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Dig into end times Bible prophecy, Attend informative workshops and sharpen your preparedness skills. Shop exclusive deals at the vendor booths, product tables, and stock up on survival essentials. You'll also enjoy hearing from our special guests as a member of the live studio audience of The Jim Baker Show with our special guests, Pastor Steve Chicolante, Reverend Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles, Rick Joyner, and many other leading experts and teachers. You can join us in person or watch the live stream online. Registration is required, so visit our website at readynowexpo.com. We can't wait to see you there.
All right. You know, yes. Marcel, we have Jordan and Nace. They're going to be joining us for that Ready Now Expo. So if you want to come shake their hand, tell them thank you for the good work that they have been doing for the body of Christ, you can do that at the Ready Now Expo.
Yes.
Marcel, that is happening April.
That's right. That's April the 11th through the 14th. So as Lori said, go onto our website or even call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. And our operators can help sign you up and register. You can join here at Morningside. That's free admission. Or you can watch online. We'll be going live during the entire event as well. Go to our website. That's readynowexpo.com to sign
up. You know, we have another exciting guest on with us today. It's Dr. William Forshin, and he has a PhD from Purdue University with a specialization in military history and the history of technology. He's also a faculty fellow and professor of the history at Moncrief College. He is the author of 50 books, including the New York Times best-selling series, 1 Second After. Dr. Forshin, we want to thank you for being on with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Amen. You know, Dr. Forshin, you're an author, you're a historian, you're an expert on preparing. Now, could you tell us about the new book that is coming out called 5 Years After?
Well, as the title suggests, the story picks up 5 years after. It actually came out back in the fall. It's selling very, very well. And it looks like we might have a television series in the works in the near future.
Amen.
So that book is doing exceptionally well, as is my college and my life in general. I'm blessed.
Praise God. How did you become an expert on the subject of EMP? And for those who don't know, that's an electromagnetic pulse.
Well, you know, just for some people who might not be familiar yet, EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. It's generated by detonating a small nuclear weapon above the Earth's atmosphere, that the electrostatic discharge, when it cascades down to the Earth's surface, can short out our electrical grid. This is real science. It's not bogus stuff. Several congressional studies, innumerable experts. This could be a catastrophic situation for America. I got involved in it when I was actually back in graduate school at Purdue back in the early 90s. We discussed it in the military history classes. It stuck in the back of my mind. And finally, around 2004, 2005, I started to write a novel, which became 1 Second After, which came out in 2009. And amazingly, 15 years later, the thing is still selling like crazy.
Right. Amen. You also wrote a book about an EMP attack. It's called 1 Second After, which you were just referring to. Now, this is the threat of being attacked with an EMP. Is this threat even a reality for Americans? Because I know a lot of people are saying, well, hey, you know, that's conspiracy theory. Is the weapon, you know, do they have it in other countries? And is it actually a possibility that it is used on the United States of America?
Never even think that this is conspiracy. And 1962, we did our first test of a nuclear weapon above the Earth's atmosphere, south of Hawaii. When the weapon blew, it was a 1 megaton weapon, it shorted out the electrical grid in Hawaii 500 miles away. The Soviets tested the same thing later that year. We're all aware of it. The players I am most concerned with are North Korea, who already has the capability of doing this. They have the ICBMs, they have the nuclear weapons, and ever since the current administration came into power, North Korea is manufacturing nuclear weapons. Iran might already have nuclear capacity. They have the rockets as well. This is real stuff. It's not some sort of fantasy.
Wow. As Dr. William Forshin said, this is real stuff. So what happens after an electromagnetic pulse goes off after it explodes?
That's when we need the products of the guys sitting to the left of you.
Right.
I'll put in a pitch for them. We need that type of thing. Here's what happens. Let's take a major city or even a modest-sized city. You lose your water. And when you lose the electricity, you lose everything, starting with you lose your water because of electrical pumping and such. Within 20 to 25 days, you will lose all your food supply. If it hasn't already decayed in the markets, it's been used up. You lose your pharmacies, you lose your nursing homes,
wow,
which would be a nightmare. Anybody with loved ones in nursing homes, you lose the electricity, you lose the support capacity and the ability to get more medication in. All of this becomes nightmare scenarios. Within about 30 days, we would be in a very deep hole. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had a good program with officials at FEMA, Southeast region of FEMA. All these people are online. They're not saying this is conspiracy theory. It's FEMA was saying, what do we do?
Right.
Wow.
And we're not sure what we're going to do. If I could just take 30 seconds more.
Please.
Yeah.
The Trump administration had launched a mandate to support studying EMP and also to get information out there and then finally build the infrastructure to protect us. The Biden administration killed that bill on day one.
Wow.
And we've been that way ever since.
Wow.
We are wide open to attack. Wow.
Day one, Mondo.
Wow. This is incredible because we're watching and reading reports that should be alarming to every American watching us, hearing the program today. Dr. Fortune, I got to ask you this. Is it possible to protect the United States electric grid from an EMP? And of course, what we're knowing to watch right now develop is the cyber attack and the physical sabotage. If so, can the electric grid be protected?
Great questions. It can be protected, but it requires major hardening of the system. Better relays, better circuit breaking systems, just a heftier system all around. You look at a Department of Energy report from about 5 years ago, the average component in our electrical grid is 40 years old. We're pumping electricity in a 1970s, 1980 system. If you lose a major transformer from cyber attack, somebody with a gun, or EMP, large transformers take 2 years from ordering until they're put in place. And I'll ask you the question, guess who makes the transformers?
China.
Exactly.
Wow.
We're crazy. You know, the analogy I give is, imagine it's December 7th, 1941. The president's meeting with his staff that evening. And I was like, what are we going to do? And an admiral points out, sir, we got a problem. All our aircraft carriers are made in Japan. Head of the Air Force, sir, got a problem. All our aircraft were made in Germany. Could you imagine us being in that? We went in 44 months from getting clobbered at Pearl Harbor to winning the war. We don't have that capacity today. We don't have a homegrown defense industry that can bounce back quickly.
You know, China, their experts say that their cyber time bombs are here. And don't take my word for it. Watch this video. Get your own opinion from this.
If China can hit us, surely we can hit them, can't we?
Absolutely. We have extensive cyber capabilities. And so we definitely have the means to attack China in the way that they are attacking us. Do we have the will to do it? We'll see. But in terms of capabilities, absolutely.
Do we ever show them what we can do? A little demonstration just to say, hey, don't get out of hand. Do we ever do that?
You know, I don't think we announce it, and we're probably smart not to. But I would imagine that we are and have in the past giving them a little taste of their own medicine, and if we're not, we sure as heck need to be doing so, especially now after the reports that we've been hearing in terms of what they're doing to us.
Let me just continue on this theme. Is an attack on a power plant in America an act of war by China?
Well, it's certainly an act of warfare. I think that what they're doing, what China's doing, is they're setting these kind of cyber time bombs in our critical infrastructure, power plants, utilities, that they're looking to set off in whenever they please, really, but certainly in the event of a conflict with Taiwan. And the effect of these time bombs would be to incapacitate our infrastructure. And I think if we found physical bombs in our physical infrastructure, we would certainly call that an act of war. And I think that this level of seriousness needs to come here as well.
Mano, this is alarming, isn't it?
Listen, CBN News put out a statement a few hours ago. Let me read it to you. A cyber Pearl Harbor, how China built in a backdoor threat that could take down the U.S. electric grid. I have to ask you this question, Dr. Forshin, because Dr. Vincent Pry was the lead voice in protecting the grid, yet we're hearing about this cyber Pearl Harbor. How close are we in this technology hitting the United States that we should be concerned about?
Vincent Pry, he's been gone just about a year now. He is much lamented. He was the voice. He worked aggressively for 30 years to try and raise awareness. And every single time a bill started to come forward in the House of Representatives, it would get killed. I think part of the reason for his demise was he worked himself to death. It's a real threat. Now, 10-second promo. My college, Montreat College, has an excellent cybersecurity program with over 100 students. I'll go into their lab and just sit there and watch. They're demonstrating to me the threats coming in, things like that. And after a half hour, I walk out sobered. It's constant. It's there. They don't need a physical bomb. An EMP would be a nationwide event. You just take out two or three power plants. We saw a brief power blip just about a month ago. People freaked out. It was an internet blip. We saw situations in North Carolina where a guy with a high-powered rifle took down one substation. It was gone for weeks. And please forgive my dog for photobombing.
Love it. Yeah, beautiful dog. Beautiful dog. Awesome. No need for forgiveness. We have a family show here, so no issue there. You know, one of the things that you have talked about in the past on these shows, and we've seen you independently talk about also, is that you strongly believe that people need to be prepared for events that are not just coming, but are also here now. Now, why do you believe that, Dr. Forshin?
All right. In the talk with FEMA, but this goes back ever since I got involved in this issue 20 years ago. The average American should have a minimum of 30 days supply on hand. Look what happened. Remember Sandy 2012?
Yes.
Lower Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens, they got clobbered. And people were lining up around the block at McDonald's to try and buy some hamburgers for $100 or charge their phone. This is what you need, a 30-day supply. You can start off cheap. Just get extra cans of soup.
Right. Yes.
But then get things like the products you people have. Fortunately, in my friendship with Jim Baker, I have a nice basement worth of supplies and an emergency generator and such. But for the average person, it doesn't cost all that much money. One of the scenarios I present to people is, how would you feel if 6-8 days into it, your neighbor knocks on the door and says, I'm hungry, but my children are starving. Take my children. Take my children. Feed them a meal, please. You have to supply not only yourself, but as Christians, we have to think about our community in general and how to help in that situation. That's why I'm always pushing the idea of churches. More churches should be involved in creating community response. You want food? If you're on medication, have at least a couple of months supply on hand. This is basic stuff. This was our granny's, you know, canning stuff in the basement, World War II, making our own food and storing it. We have to stockpile at least 30 days. I would say 3 months would even be better.
That's right.
So I'm glad you gentlemen are there today.
That's right. And we have Lisa Hill with us and Jordan and Nace Roberts. These are people who truly believe in preparedness. Why? Because they believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ and community. Now, you guys firmly believe the same message that the church is going to be the hospital in the day. People are going to go there for everything that they need, but they need to be safe havens for people to be able to find food.
We were literally just talking about this morning. I was like, hey, one thing we didn't do last time, there needs to be a call to action for the churches, because when an event like this happens, everybody's going to go where?
To the church.
The church.
The church.
Because
the church is always
Jesus.
Because when chaos happens, I have friends that come out of nowhere and be like, hey, could you pray for me? Why? Because they know that I carry the truth with
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
But when stuff happens and people have nothing else because they didn't prepare, they were going about their lives, and then all of a sudden what we read and hear actually happens, it blows people's minds, and they have no backup.
That's right.
And so the church needs to start supplying their storehouse, because the church is going to be the storehouse.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, like, we are going to be the hospital.
That's
and
right.
like what he was saying was, how are you going to feel when your neighbor shows up? Okay, he presented a nice situation. Okay, where please take my kids and take care of them. There's going to be lots of situations that aren't going to be so pleasant to where you're going to have to protect your own family, protect your own house. But what if you're blessed right now financially? Mm-hmm. What if you have enough for your whole neighborhood because you have that amount of finances right now able to go, that you have a spot for people to come? You can take care of everybody around you.
That's right.
I mean, that'd be amazing.
And that's what it's all about. We want to make sure that churches are hubs that people can come get what they need. The first thing that they need to get is to ensure that they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And this will present that opportunity for people who may not know Christ. They may have never stepped in a church before, but they say, hey, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm in need of something. I'm going to go to the church because I need something. But they will be presented with an even better gift, that is Jesus Christ.
Right. Mm.
But to also be able to feed them, to also be able to clothe them. That is what the church is all about. It's what the body of Christ is here for. And I know that we truly believe that message here. Lisa, I know you believe that message too,
that
the church of God, the living God, the true God, the only way to heaven, Jesus Christ, is here to serve the people.
Absolutely. And the one thing that we don't talk about all the time is that we don't take care of our temple.
Yeah.
Mm. And we have a mandate to do that.
That's right.
The book talks about that all the time. So what you guys are doing for preparation of their future and our daily sustenance is extremely important. And I think they're going to be excited about what you're all going to hear today from these guys.
That's right. We have a report about Texas and the wildfires. We've all seen this. If you're watching the news, you've seen the Texas wildfires. It is heavily affecting the beef industry. We're seeing, hundreds of thousands of beef cattle having to be shoved up into the small little corner of Texas to try and get away from the wildfires. Watch this report, and we're going to talk about how this is affecting the industry.
Right.
The combination of inflation and supply shortage will bring the crisis to our door.
With nearly 1.1 million acres scorched in the panhandle, it's left thousands of livestock dead, and the feed ranchers need scarce. Cost of cattle production will go up since lots of feed and hay were allocated to the panhandle. It will also increase live cattle prices too.
It's just all charred and burned.
But it's the animals that concern ranchers like Shane Pennington. The situation is dire.
If their udders are burned, the calves won't be able to nurse, and it blinded a bunch of them. They can't see, and they're just walking, looking for water and food.
Food and water are scarce. Calves with injured hooves, unable to walk.
Because nobody is talking about all the supply sources that have been bombed.
Burned airplanes landed on them.
16, 17, was 18 now, I think it is now. There it is on the screen. All those fake spots on the screen are major food distributor centers in America that have been destroyed.
Crisis is the word that I think describes it well.
Gary Joyner with the Texas Farm Bureau says a recovery could take several years.
Wildfires in the Texas panhandle happen, but not at this scale.
This fire will just further push those prices higher.
If you think Americans get mad because there's no toilet paper in Walmart, wait until you see what's going to happen when you go there and there's no chickens and there's no eggs and there's no bread and there's no this and that.
A preliminary count estimates 3,000 head of cattle died.
That'll double or triple before this is over, and that doesn't include all the cattle that we will end up having to euthanize.
So it's just really hard to have to go up and put them down when your job's basically to keep them alive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in any coincidences. So I'll say that again, but I don't believe in any coincidences. So when you see all those factories that were burning down. I don't think that was an accident. Whenever you see this happen, I think Texas is the largest cattle producer in the United States. I don't believe that that's an accident. I believe that it was probably done on purpose, or there's got to be some type of reason behind it, right? I have some numbers here. If you go back to 1950, right, there was 20 million American farmers and ranchers, right? Wow. If we skip ahead 20 years to 1970, we cut that in half to 10 million.
10 million.
Right. And now we come to today. Do you guys have any guesses where we're at right now?
5 million.
2 million.
Wow.
And so when you look at this, the farmers and ranchers, American by population, only make up 2% of the American population that's feeding
The rest of the 98%, essentially.
Yeah. So if you look at the supply chain, it's getting crippled right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me give you this report to go with that. The American Farm Bureau says over 140,000 farms lost in 5 years. Let me give you another one that should wake you up. Beef shortages are coming. Prepare now. There's a beef shortage coming. In February 2024, the USDA announced that the American beef industry hit a record low, with beef cattle inventory dropping to 28.2 million this year, the lowest levels since the 1970s. There is a war on food unfolding, with meat at the center of the battle. Maybe on the second program, I'll give you the second example of why Bill Gates is buying massive amounts of farmland, and he's not stopping there.
That's right.
Listen, this is real. The warning is real. I think you have watched this program long enough to know that we're past beyond conspiracy theory. The reality is, the shortage in America looks like a third world nation. Yet, when you're watching nations like Haiti being overtaken by gang leaders and gang members, we're watching New Jersey, we're watching Los Angeles, California, we're watching Miami being invaded by Venezuelan gangs. They're at the door. When I hear Dr. Forshin, and I remember when we introduced his book and how the chaos, no one ever thought that America would see that chaos. Yet the last few years, Ricky, we've watched places like Los Angeles, California, mobs coming in and taking over. And listen, they're at the door, they're at the gate. More than that, I'm watching the reports of the convergence of world events that Matthew 24 has talked about. We are here. We're watching volcanoes getting ready to explode in the north. And I'm telling you, these are warnings that the Bible has predicted of famine, shortages of food.
That's right.
Yet the church needs to wake up and understand that it's far later than what we think. Those are the words from your friend, our father, Pastor Jim Baker, has been warning for the last 20 years. Yet, Ricky, we are here now. How can this be?
That's right. He's been warning for 20 plus years through all the hardship, through all the message. People say, hey, quit preaching that message. Okay. He's continued to preach it. Why? Because he understands that now is the time to be prepared, that we are truly living in the end of the book of Revelation. Now, Nathan, Jordan, you guys really believe in getting prepared, and you created a product.
Yeah.
It's called Grid Down, Chow Down. Now, tell us, why did you create this product?
This came out of a necessity for our family. So when we saw the great toilet paper crisis, you know, 2020, we're like, well, okay, so this is just a warning sign for us. And we thought, like, if we don't take some type of urgency for ourselves, this was never for business, this was for our family.
Yes.
Like, for to have some type of self-sustainability for our family. We're like, if we don't take some type of action, then we are at fault, because God gave us a brain, you know, so he's showing us, and he put it in our spirit, because we've been feeling like it for years before my dad passed away. He's like, kids, you know, we're going to have to start getting prepared at some point for something coming down the line. You know, now he's been gone 10 years, you know, but now we're starting to see this thing really accelerate. It's just like in 20 years, you saw half of the ranchers drop off from 20 million to 10 million. Well, now we've accelerated even further.
That's right.
And so we were like, we need to find something for our family. And then once we discovered, okay, this is, we did, we built greenhouses. So we were trying to be able to farm, you know, winter and summer. So we right. built greenhouses on our property. We started raising chickens.
Yes.
It's the most expensive eggs you can eat, but they're awesome, you know. Yeah. You know, you start developing a love for your chickens and for your animals. And we're like, okay, well, we need a sustainable meat source. Like, what is that going to be? Because we're not going to be able to count on the grid in right. case it goes right. down. Because we all know it. I think we all feel it. When they want to, whenever the time is right, they're going to flip it off like a light switch. Okay. And then, like he was saying, like, we need it prepared. We need to have 30 days. How many Americans actually have passed a couple of days right. at their house?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we're saying right. that most don't have what they need to sustain themselves and sustain their families. Now, you guys brought an entire spread of product right. over there. I'm looking at it. I see something on over there. Now, are we going to get to see this product actually practically used today?
Yeah, so we're going to rehydrate it, show you the whole steps.
So let's see that. Yeah, I think that's wonderful because the people, you have ordered it. You are on the waiting list. This is a wonderful product. A lot of people say, hey, I want to make sure I know how to use it whenever the time comes. So let's go over that. I think this is a great idea if we just show them how this product is used. Now, Dr. Forsyth, while they're going in there setting things up, I have a question to ask you. You know, like he said, you know, you had made a great point. Maybe 30 days worth of food is a good place to start. Do you think the average American is in that position where they have the 30 days of food right now?
No.
Wow.
Simple answer. No. I'd say 10, maybe 20% max. So that's 70, 80, 90% who do not. And again, remember Sandy. There were people lined up literally a block long in a major city to get into a McDonald's that couldn't even work. Good heavens, if you love your children, whatever, get supplied, get the medication. And another thing I forgot to mention, you should know some basic first aid because injuries are going to go up out the roof once we no longer have all the machines and everything else to work for us. So it's innumerable number of things, starting with food, training, et cetera. And I go all the way back to the key point. Our churches, our synagogues, our churches, they should become centers of training, absolute training and support.
That's right. Absolute training and support. I completely agree with you. Jordan and Nish, you guys have introduced a brand new product, a wonderful product. You can go to jimbakershow.com or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588 to see the Grid Down Chow Down product. This is a phenomenal product. Not only is it real beef, but man, does it taste amazing as well. Can you tell us kind of some of what goes behind it? Is it only a certain part of the beef you guys use or is it certain parts of the cow that you guys take out or how does this work?
Hey, Nish, you wanna?
Yeah, so this is what's different about this. People ask us what's in it.
Yes.
Right. And it's simply just beef. There's no extra waters, there's no preservatives, there's no sugar. It's just beef. And what's better about this product is we take the whole cow, we partner up with local ranchers. Yeah. And so when you buy our beef, we're helping those local ranchers. Amen. We have one rancher right now, he lost $50,000 last year during the pandemic.
Wow.
Now this year, he's made more with us that we're partnering with him.
Yeah. Praise God.
Because we're taking his cows. He's making babies and we're, you know, using their beef. So we take the whole cow. We have the right to do the whole cow. So we call it kind of like a beef, a steak burger. We take all the best steaks and put it in this little package.
So you're not cutting out the best steaks and, you know, keeping them for this is everything from the cow. Now I have a question. Does this still retain all the nutrients?
Yes, 100%, because this is not cooked. It's actually raw. So this is the package right here. It's vacuum sealed. It's going to last about 10 to 15 years in this package. You have an oxygen absorber and a moisture lock absorber as well in this package. So I'll show you in a second what it looks like. We'll bring it back to life, and then you're going to cook it.
All right. Well, let's see that. I want to see the process, how this works. So this is from when they get it in their home, this is exactly how it'll go down.
Yeah, so you're going to get it in this package. This is a 4 servings right here. This equals to 1 pound when you bring it back to life. So I'm going to show you exactly what you're getting.
So you just rip off the top.
Rip off the top.
It has an extra seal, like a Ziploc seal to where you can seal it back up.
And what's great about these are food grade and also smell proof. So if you're hiding these, rodents aren't going to find it because it's in the bag.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to keep it in the bag.
Now, as far as storing these, you can store these anywhere. You can store them under your bed. You don't have to put them in the fridge. You don't have to put them in the freezer. You can put them in the basement. You can put them in your pantry.
Right.
And these will last right there for 15 years, or you can eat them tomorrow. So, and all it does is it takes about 10 to 15 minutes
to
completely rehydrate.
You can store this in your pocket if you want to.
Yeah, if you want
or
to.
Or take it on the airplane.
That's right.
That's right.
So we're just going to take this right here. So this is two patties, which is equals 1 pound. So if you want one serving, if you just are, you know, living by yourself, you can actually just use one serving. And this is half a pound. So
and so he'll just go ahead and break these up into smaller pieces. They absorb the water much quicker that way. And we're going to show you one way to do it. If you're doing hamburgers, this is the way that you want to do it. You only add about 10 ounces of water back, and that's how much we took out during the freeze-dry process.
Okay.
If you're going to just do ground beef or tacos or something like that, you could just put it in there, cover it with water, and then drain the excess water. But when you're doing burgers, you want to retain all that special sauce.
This is not, I want to make sure you understand, because this is not beef jerky.
No. Nope.
That's right.
What else, what are the questions you get from people?
Yeah, it's not dehydrated food. It's not cooked. It's not beef jerky. This is raw meat, shelf stable for 15 years.
Incredible.
Yeah. People ask if they can eat it, like, you know, beef jerky. I say, well, it's beef. If you like your meat rare, yes, you can.
Why not, right?
And it's really rare.
That's right. And as you're doing that, listen, this is welcome back, by the way.
Well,
welcome back to the show.
We're glad to be back.
Here's what's incredible. We did the show with you.
Yeah.
And within a day, the entire product, we could not keep up with the demand of our partners calling and saying, I want to get this product. So I want to thank you, gentlemen. You guys have worked so hard, and they're continuing to work to add more machines, to find more ranchers who can get more of the cattle. And so amazing things are happening with Grid Down, Chow Down. And that is because our partners. I always tell our vendors, I said, listen, we have the most educated partners. They know the signs of the times. They have been hearing. I think of Dr. William Fortune. You were introduced to this broadcast, and you and Dr. Peter Pry brought to us for the very first time on a worldwide platform the EMP attack and how that is a true threat that we are facing. But if you're sitting at home, I believe that there's many right now, you're sitting at home. And I know because I talked to you on our call center, you said, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait in line. I'm going to wait until the supply comes back in. I promise you, to wait is not the way to go, because every time that these gentlemen come on this show, they are immediately, the orders are coming in, the product is moving, because this has been one of the areas we've always offered our 30-year shelf life food. And that's wonderful. That's the carbs, the extenders, the soups. But the question has always been, and many partners have asked, what do we do about our protein? We need protein. And so I want to encourage you right now, as we're talking about this, you can go to our website and click on the Grid Down Chow Down affiliate link, and you will have access. Not only can you get one pouch, but you can get 24 servings, 36 servings. There's multiple options available on our website to meet your family's needs. Also, you can call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. And just a few points here, 10 to 15 year shelf life, grass-fed, grass-finished. And this is important, and you guys talked about this, and I believe that we have to keep sharing this message, the no mRNA vaccines that are happening. This has just come on the forefront. And I want you guys, if you can, right now, call the toll-free number 1-888-988-1588. But I also want you gentlemen to share, how are you guys doing it different? What separates you from what others are doing out there?
Hey, if you want to go ahead and add the 10 ounces of water, and then yes, we'll keep talking. The way we're doing it different is really from divine appointments. You know, we kind of really rely on God to be the provider and for him to bring the people in our lives that are the right people, you know, whether, because our whole thing here with this business is to be kingdom minded, yeah, to be, have a kingdom business for one purpose, and that is to advance the kingdom. Mm. And so whether it be through offering people options, healthy options, yeah, not just an option, healthy options for food insurance. This is what we call, yes, it. You know, we all have, you know, insurance on our house, on our car,
right,
so that we'll have maybe a bad day, but maybe not a bad life,
right,
you know? So this will help you have a better life and not a bad, you know, a bad life at the end of the time. But we've teamed up with good ranchers that we have relationships with, mm-hmm, locally that we trust, and they're not putting stuff in their meat. They're going, yes, against the grain.
Yeah.
To bring us this product.
And what exactly, because I think this was shocking and we're seeing it more and more in our headline, what does no mRNA vaccines mean?
Well, that's a new thing that they have, but it's a modifying RNA vaccine that will start messing with our own DNA. And so that's something that I don't think we should start tampering with. No. Right. I think God made us on purpose for a purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wanted us to start tweaking stuff around. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important. You know, they always say you are what you eat.
Right.
So I don't want to be tweaking myself. I mean, they talk about all the fluoride and stuff, you know, taking the testosterone out of men. I think that's one of the things we've been seeing. I don't think we should start tweaking with God's design,
right,
you know.
Amen.
So it's important to us, really for us. We did this for us first, okay?
Right.
So whenever you look at this, we did this for our family.
Yeah.
So this is what I eat. This is what I'm more than happy to share with someone else because I know that it's good.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And then also, not just the mRNA, we're also doing no hormone, no vaccines at all
right.
on the cattle.
Okay, you have to show it. But let's look at this.
This is incredible.
Because I'm watching the gentleman. They've taken it, and we have to go so quick on television because of time. But this is how it started.
Yeah,
all mm-hmm. You watched Nace. He just added water to it, to this bag. He added about 10 ounces of water. And this right here is their beef rehydrated with simply water.
This is unbelievable. This is truly unbelievable. I want to tell you something. If you think that all beef is created equal, I got news for you, because the reports that I'm reading, they're telling us that most of the meats are being flown in from other nations that have no regulation, fellas. Yet here you guys have created a product that is American made.
Yes,
can I make
amen.
That clear?
Yes.
American made. And you can get mad, you can go twisted, you can go sideways. But we love America. We love American
yes.
products. And I want to tell you something. Is there a way we can get a monthly subscription?
Yes, that's right. If you go there right now, listen, you have to join because these gentlemen are working day and night. I promise you that. But they are accepting people. You can join the wait list. The moment that a monthly auto shipment is open, your name will be on the list. They will make contact with you. But you can order it on a monthly basis. They're growing to expand to be able to do that. Right now, they have hundreds of orders that have joined on a monthly basis. But I want you to go to our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on the Grid Down, Chow Down affiliate link. You're helping to support our ministry. You're helping to support Grid Down, Chow Down to bring this incredible product. But then also, my heart has been, Lord, we have to stand with the ranchers of America. They need our support. And this company is directly working with that 2% of ranchers who are here. Who are faithful to
yes.
help and stand to help bring good food. And so right now you can partner with us. Call that toll-free number 1-888-988-1588. And I know Dr. William Fortune, we still have you on the line with us. You're here via Skype. We want to thank you. Just can you tell us, you know, I know that you're so passionate about preparedness, but what are your thoughts about what we're talking about right now? This is the Grid Down, Chow Down. This is freeze-dried 10 to 15 year shelf life beef that could be available to anyone who's watching right now. What do you feel and see as you've been watching this? And what are you hearing about the industry and the food industry right now?
You know, watching you guys, I'm getting really hungry. This is an amazing product. It really is. I'm going to have to put myself on your waiting list. I'm hungry. I would like one of your burgers right now. But to get serious, just for a couple of seconds, this shows the resilience of our Christian community in terms of more and more people like these two gentlemen getting involved with good ideas and pushing it forward. We need a lot more people like them, but oh my gosh, look at that. That looks so good.
Yes.
That's all I can say. It looks really good. Now, if we had smell-o-vision, I could smell it.
That's
too.
Right. We're going to be serving this to our audience, but truly, I am just so passionate, Mata, about being prepared. You live in the news. You're hearing it, what's happening,
listen,
and I believe it's now.
The World Economic Forum, their agenda is right now for us to be eating synthetic meat, lab-made meat. A lot of the laws have been passed already. A lot of the corporations are for this. I want to tell you something. If you're okay, someone said the other day, I want you to look at me, camera. Are you okay eating synthetic meats?
No.
If you're okay eating synthetic beef, then that's on you. I'm not okay. We're not okay. Gentlemen, are you guys okay eating lab-made meat?
Yeah.
No,
it's not okay.
It's
I want to tell you something. They are pushing us into a system that there's no way that we can, you know, even say no, because it's already in the marketplace right now. As I'm speaking to you, a lot of the meats that you're buying are already induced with synthetic meats, lab-made cells. This right here that I'm holding in my hand is real beef. This is grass-fed. Can you explain what you mean by grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried raw beef?
And so there's a lot of people that don't know the truth. And so they can say organic, which means people think it's actually organic. But actually, it just has to be born on organic land, and then it can be raised how it wants. Wow. People can say it's grass-fed and grass-finished, but between, they could have corn or finish with corn. So you can start off with grass, and then it's corn. A lot of people do corn.
It's kind of like when you do your taxes and you have that guy that can save you a lot of money. There's a lot of loopholes, is what he's saying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So this, what we do is, this is certified. It's grass-fed from the whole time of the cow, the whole life of the cow, and it's grass-finished with the cow. So our cows are actually, they weigh less because they don't have all of that extra fat. Mm-hmm. That's why this is about 95, 5, 90, 10. Right. And you can see there's not a whole lot of fat. And we'll cook the burgers right now, and there's not going to be a whole lot of fat comes out because it's actually grass-fed, grass-finished. The cows do weigh less. We do yield less meat because we're not, other ranchers are a little greedy, and they want their cows to be real fat. Mm-hmm. And so they sell by the pound. So they do different feeds.
Yeah, and it was something that we talked about last time. When you go to the grocery store, you paid by the what?
By the pound.
By the pound. So a lot of times, you know, when you're cooking those big old juicy burgers, you're like, that's going to be awesome. And then you get it out, and it's like, and it shrinks up. It's because you lost all that water. They actually inject water in there because you pay by the pound.
Wow.
And they don't hang them. They don't let them dry age for, you know, 14 days because you lose 5% of the water weight. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we do because you get a better product. You know, the doctor said that his recommendation is 30 days at least, right, per person, maybe even more. Mm-hmm. Doctor, so let me ask you, when do you want your shipment of meat?
I have to add, the other gentleman there, he looks very much like a Spartan general. I wonder the beard of his. As soon as possible, okay?
You know what's great is this. We want you to call right now. We want you to go to the website. This is so important. We love you. Pastor Jim and Lori love you. Our mom and dad love you. And I want to tell you something. This product, Maricela, has been something that we have been looking for a long time.
That's right.
Just like the Lion Energy generator, we have been looking for that. This affiliate program is to partner with you.
Yes.
It's to let you know that we love you, we care about you, but we're doing everything in our power to find the right products that are going to be sustentional for, you know, an emergency.
That's right.
We're watching emergencies like never before. A whole town has to leave. Why not have this as a grab and go to be able to be okay, have the peace of mind? I want to go over what we're going to receive. So when you order, you can get one of the pouches.
Yes, that's right, which equates, when you rehydrate, it's about a pound of meat per package. And so when you go to the website, and this is why I always encourage you to go to the website, and then you can talk to the operator at the same time. You can either place your order or talk to the operator, but there's multiple servings available. There's the pound available, but then there's the 24-ounce, 36-ounce. I've had partners who, it's quite amazing. They're not only preparing for themselves, their children. I had one partner who called and said, I have to have enough. She's like, I love my dog just as much as I love my children. So she bought the beef literally to help extend it even with her dog's food. And so there's different needs that you have. That's why I encourage you, when you're talking to the operator, share with them, what are the needs? What are you trying to prepare? How many people are you trying to prepare? And we can walk you through that. I want to make sure you understand this, though, is when you place your order today, this team has just added about 4 new machines, addition to what we were doing prior since the last time that they were on this show. So they're expanding, they're growing to help get this food out to you. And what's important is they will always keep up to date on the back end, those timeline of shipping, to keep that communication with you going. But I promise, the thing that you want to do is, many of you will call right now, 1-888-988-1588, and your order will begin to ship. But then give them, and I think we need to talk about this. This is something that we've been talking on the back end to many of the partners.
Right.
Tell us about the process that it takes and why sometimes we have a wait time of 4 to 6 weeks.
And that's a good question. So you said 4 machines. We actually sped everything up and we actually added 8 machines.
Wow, that's incredible.
So we're on our second location. But everything, when you see this, when you order this, it hasn't been stored away in a warehouse or something. Right. Like, there's no dust that when you get this bag, it's fresh off the line because we make it to order to maximize the quality of the beef and actually the maximize the lifetime of the beef. So everything's made fresh to order. So we had to ramp up our productions. We had to buy more machines. We're on our second location.
Wow.
And so now we've partnered by the grace of God. He was driving and just laying it on somewhere. And we have now four ranchers with cattle that provide us. Like the other day, we were talking to Lisa earlier. It's all spiritual.
Yeah.
And one of our ranchers took all their cattle to get butchered. Well, the butcher miscommunicated and butchered all the meat wrong. Mm. And now we're like, if we didn't have those other sources, if God didn't provide those other sources, we wouldn't have the beef. Like they are saying in the videos, there's a shortage somewhere.
Yes. Right.
And so now we're like, okay, everything is made to order. We have other resources. We have more machines. We have more great employees. You have anything to add to
that? Well, I was going to say, I mean, I don't think it's fair to be stashing it for a year or 2 years and just let it set in there.
Right.
And then it's, a couple years older, So that's not something that we're going to do. It's not something we're going to practice. I like what you said is that, the whole reason you're doing this right now is because you love the partners.
Yeah.
And one thing that I thought was really funny, first of all, was when we were here last time with your dad, Jim. And he loves everybody so much that he's willing to have an awkward conversation with them. Yeah. Like I had an awkward conversation with a buddy at work the other day. I was like, hey, listen, I know I'm probably the only person in your life that loves you enough to have this conversation with you, but I'm going to do it, you know? And a lot of us, we all have someone in our lives that they probably do need a prep. They probably need some food, but they probably need Jesus too. We probably have family like that too, right? But your dad said, I dare you to go right now and buy it. But he wants you guys to be prepared. The church is going to be the storehouse. I believe churches are going to rise up. Yeah. They're going to see this. They're going to rise up, and they're going to start planning for the future because it's coming.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not going to wait on us, It's coming.
You know, 1 Timothy, you guys brought this to us last time. You showed us this. 1 Timothy 4 says this, they will forbid to marry. And then what does it say right after? And commanding abstinence from foods, from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. It says, for everything created by God is good, not to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Brothers, do you guys think we are living in the time where we are seeing they're absolutely pushing us to abstain from marriage, and they're absolutely pushing from abstinence from certain foods like meats? Why do you think it is that we're seeing this?
I mean, it's absolutely true. One, it's biblical. It's in the Bible. And two, I would dare you to seek God if you're in need of financial or health. So I think that's important. But you see on the news, there's cricket proteins, there's bug proteins, there's 3D printed meats, lab meats. I mean, that's just, we don't know where those even came from. It didn't come from God, so I'm not going to put it in my body. And so I think it's very biblical of what's coming, but also how you know it's coming is through the Spirit, your relationship with God.
Amen.
And that is, God will say the end times are coming, how? It's like a season. You'll feel it. Just like when trees bloom, you're coming from, a dormant season, and it's coming. So we got to feel the Spirit. We have to be listening.
Yeah.
And, something this year I asked God, it literally says in His Bible, for you guys, if you ask for wisdom, He's going to give it to you.
Yeah. That's right.
Simple as that.
Amen.
I think a lot of people, they feel it. They're not really sure because there's so much stuff going on, right? So they kind of get clouded, but then they don't know where to start. This is really a good place to start.
Yes.
Whether it's you can commit to a certain amount every month, you don't have to break the bank now, but start taking little steps, start preparing now. But if you go back to why is this happening, it's just because the enemy. The thing about the Christians versus the enemy group is that, man, they never rest. Yeah. They never give up. They just stay diligent. And they're just going because they know that the odds are not in their favor, But if you look at the beginning, he caused separation.
Yeah. Mm.
So he even started messing with the seed of Adam.
Yeah.
So he started mixing some stuff that didn't belong there, right?
Right.
But I think that goes all the way till today, and that's why we're seeing all those.
That's right. The devil would love nothing more than to corrupt everything that he absolutely can from your personal life, your relationship with Jesus Christ, even down to the foods that we eat. Dr. William Fortune, we want to thank you for being on today. With just a few minutes left in the broadcast, where can people find their hope in a world where it seems every time I open the door, every time I turn on the television, it seems to be going crazy?
Well, the Bible's back up on the bookshelf there. I'd pull that out and say, start reading that again.
Amen.
Let's just play a game for 30 seconds.
All right.
The Wayback Machine takes us all back to the year 2020. And then I come out and I say, folks, within not even 4 years, you're going to see the price of food double, triple in some cases, quadruple. You're going to see fuel double. You're going to see income going down. You're going to see this. You're going to see that. And, oh, no, I have nothing to worry about. Well, it's here. It's now. We are sliding towards a collapse. Wake up. Be prepared. That's the great Boy Scout line. Be prepared, because you can't be prepared the day after an event. You can only be prepared the day before what's coming next.
That's right. And things are coming. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation what is to come. It is important that you, as the believer, open up your Bible and read it, rightly dividing the word of truth. Mondo, it is vital, pivotal, it is critical that believers are in the word of God. Why? Because that is how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. If you want to hear the voice of God, a man of God once said, open up your Bible and read it out loud. That is simply saying the Holy Spirit will reveal to you in those moments. Amando, the Bible is critical. We have people who say, hey, I have a personal relationship with God. And I'll say, that's wonderful. When was the last time you read the word of God? And say, well, it's been years since I've opened up a Bible. Brother, I will tell you that personal relationship with God is great, but you need to know what he is saying and why he is saying it as well. Amen. Read your Bible.
Listen, there's a lot of things that are non-negotiable with God. One of them is reading his word.
Amen.
Listening, praying, staying in tune, fasting, and understanding that the wisdom that we're going to need in these days that we're in, Ricky, is so vital, so critical, because without the Holy Spirit and his guidance, we're not going to know where to go, how to do things. Yet we need a supernatural wisdom from the Holy Spirit, Ricky. And we need programs like this that would speak the truth, that will share the truth, and that will be the truth. That's our heart, is to be truthful with you. And what does the word of God say? The truth shall set you free.
The truth will set you free. With just a few minutes left today, you guys have a wonderful product, Grid Down, Chow Down. We want to thank you guys for being an affiliate, partnering with the PTL Television Network, with the Jim Baker Family Show. Jordan, I want to ask you this. With just a minute left in the show, hey, if someone's watching, they're saying, you know what, I haven't prepared, but more importantly, I haven't prepared spiritually. What would you say to them today if they're like, hey, you know what, I'm not a believer?
That they're not a believer, I would say it's pretty simple. It says that if you confess and believe with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that you will be saved. It is simple as that.
Amen.
He will come in and make you a new creation today.
Amen. Praise God. And it's as simple as that. If you pray a simple prayer, go get in a good Bible-believing church. We want you to be spiritually healthy. We want you to be physically prepared. That's why we do what we do here at the Jim Baker Family Show. You can always go to jimbakershow.com or call that number at 1-888-988-1588. The beautiful thing about that line, Lisa, is that they can call the number, they can order their products from all the different affiliate sites, but they can also receive prayer.
Amen.
If you need prayer, our operators are more than happy to just pray with you, because we understand, first and foremost, the most important thing we are in this entire world, this life, as Paul calls it, that is a vapor, is a believer in Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven. And I want to emphasize that we here at the PTL Television Network absolutely stand on that concrete truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. That if the fundamental doesn't line up with the word of God, then we don't line up with it. Our moral compass solely points at the cross here at the PTL Television Network. We want you to be prepared. Today is the day. Like Dr. William Fortune said, tomorrow's not the day to prepare when the event happens.
Yeah.
Today is the day to prepare. Yeah. Call that number. It's 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to jimbakershow.com, click that affiliate box that says Grid Down, Chow Down, and I want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. We'll be back with a day two with Jordan and Nace Roberts and Dr. William Portion. God bless you. If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.